Hello, thank you for contacting Arch for Housing Assistance.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Candy Adderall, and I was seeing what I could do about being homeless.
Okay. It will help determine the best program for you and your needs. I have a short assessment I would like to complete with you. Do I have your consent to start that over the phone?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Can I start with your first and last name?
Candy Adderall. K-A-N-D-I-A-D-E-R-H-O-L-P.
Okay, could you spell the last name one more time?
A-D-E-R-H-O-L-T.
Okay, so the first name I have K-A-N-D-I, last name A-D-E-R-H-O-O-T.
H-O-L-T.
H-O-L-T, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
What is your telephone number?
256-550-0997.
And do you have an email address that you would like to provide?
Yes, ma'am. It's candybox5@gmail.com.
This is candybox5@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
And this is spelled with your first name, correct?
Yes, ma'am. K-A-N-D-I. M-B-O-X. It is 5.
Okay. And that phone number is 256-550-0997.
Yes, ma'am.
Will you provide me with a social security number? This is optional.
420-39-6688.
Are you a veteran or military dependent?
No, ma'am.
What is your date of birth?
6/10/92.
Your preferred gender?
Female.
Your primary race?
White.
What is your zip code?
35016.
And what city?
Aram.
And what county is that?
Coleman County.
And what was your last permanent address?
2865 U.S. Highway 231.
And that was Arab, Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you homeless as defined by HUD, sleeping outdoors, or vehicle, or place not meant for human habitation?
I've been sleeping outside.
Approximately when did you become homeless?
2 weeks ago, my husband, he keeps letting me come back, but then he's so mean, and he keeps putting me out, and I don't have no, I mean, every time I get a job, he makes me get fired. I just can't do it no more. And I don't have family.
Okay. How long were you in that previous housing?
We would have been living there for like, I'm thinking right at 2 years so far.
Okay. Have you applied for the Emergency Rental Assistance Program, ERA?
No, ma'am. I just looked it up online and I found this number. I don't know what to do.
Okay. Have you experienced any other housing crises as a result of COVID-19?
No, ma'am.
And are any children with you?
No, ma'am. They're in DHR's custody.
Okay. If you are comfortable with answering, and because we want to provide you with as much help as possible, have you received your COVID vaccine?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have any documented disability?
What do you mean, like bipolar and stuff?
Yes, any disability that is.
As a child, I was diagnosed with bipolar and ADHD.
Okay. Do you have any monthly income?
No, ma'am. I lost my job. Okay. I've been applying, but he won't let me use the car, so I mean, it's hard to get anywhere or do anything.
Okay. One moment. I'll list down some additional notes to your application.
Okay.
Your case has been submitted, and you will receive a follow-up call in the next few days. If you have any additional questions after your assessment, please call this same number and select option 2 for that department.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling Alabama Rural Coalition.
Thank you, sir.